This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Ed Smith. He's Gamma's Vice President of International Affairs, and with the news this week out of China that they're moving forward with opening things up for aviation, we're going to get some insight from him on what this might mean for the GA industry. So, Ed, thanks for talking to us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mary. Happy to be here.
Okay, so I'm wondering if you can give us some of your insight on what this really means and where it might go from here.
Well, I think the best way to put it is to see it as another step in China's move towards strengthening the GA industry in China. It's a very welcome move. It's not a huge step, but it is a very welcome first step to making flying in China for general aviation airplanes much easier. It's very much in keeping with China's stated objectives to strengthen the industry as it is outlined in their 12th five-year plan. And in that context, they seem to be right on schedule. And as I said, a very welcome move from the GA industry.
So in the past, if you wanted to fly GA, you had to get pre-approved through the military. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So you would have to file a flight plan and then wait for them to get back to you. And how long would that take?
You'd have to file not just a flight plan, but permission, a flight permit approval with all kinds of information required. And it could take, I think, anything from a few days to a week or more. The big change in this regulation, which becomes effective this weekend, as a matter of fact, this coming weekend, December 1st, is that for most or for many GA flights, the prior approval process is no longer necessary. You will still have to file a flight plan as previously, giving some information on your mission and so on, but it doesn't require prior approval. There are 9 categories of missions that are accepted for which prior approval is still expected, but most of these are essentially things that are not unexpected, flights over prohibited or sensitive zones, some aerial photography, and things like that. So basically, it's a good liberalization of the process of allowing, it's giving GA, allowing it to exploit one of its great benefits, which is flexibility to fly when you want and where you want.
Yeah, it's definitely a big difference from in the past having to wait for 3 or 4 days to plan a flight. Now, it's more like here where you can just decide to go and off you go.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, this, by the way, I should point out, this does not do anything about airspace restrictions. You still have to fly within the system of corridors and other restrictions of altitudes and so on dictated by Chinese regulations. But it does greatly liberalize the permit process for GA flights.
Okay, and also the infrastructure over there still has a long way to go, right? It's not like there's airports everywhere like we have here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, of course.
So how much of this, how much of an effect do you think this will have? Or does this mean that we can start selling airplanes over there?
I think every little bit contributes to the development of the industry. So yes, I think in the broad sense, it should help, the development of the industry. It should hopefully increase demand for general aviation aircraft, and that includes rotorcraft. And by the way, I think this particular liberalization will help rotorcraft in particular, since the airspace that is liberalized and that is being liberalized in steps is the lower altitude airspace where rotorcraft mostly fly. So it will help rotorcraft operations, it will help flight training, and it will help cross-country trips, including business aviation, many flights that again, although they have to fly within specified corridors and so on into specified airports, will now be able to fly a little less onerously by not having to wait a few days for a permit.
Well, thanks very much. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think just that, as Gamma said in its press release last Friday, I think we really welcome this very positive step on the part of the Chinese authorities and welcome it as a fulfillment of their commitment to continue to develop the general aviation industry. And we look forward to working further with authorities to do whatever we can to make that continue to happen.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary. Take care.
Okay.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.